Right now, we're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, the director of public policy polling based out of Raleigh, for an update on public opinion research out there. Publicpolicypolling.com is their website. You can get a lot more news and analysis also on Twitter at PPP Polls. Today, we're talking about a new poll from Yahoo News and YouGov about where Americans stand on President Biden's agenda. Some significant numbers out of this. Tom Jensen joining us now on the phone. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So this news came out over the last couple of days, and they did a national survey on 20 different kind of policy points that are kind of forming the center of Biden's policy agenda in the first 100 days of his presidency. Where do Americans stand on it?
Well, Americans support most of the things that Joe Biden is trying to accomplish in the early days of this administration. And I think what's really interesting when you look at the poll numbers is there's this endless obsession with whether there can be bipartisan support for Joe Biden's legislation. And usually when people are talking about that, what they mean in terms of bipartisan is, can he get Mitt Romney to come support it? Can he get Susan Collins to come support it? You know, those few Republican senators. But it's a simple reality that we are so polarized that Republican senators aren't going to go along with Biden on just about anything, no matter how reasonable it might be or no matter what kinds of concessions he might try to make to get Republicans in line. So I think we have to think about bipartisanship sort of more in terms of, well, where do the actual voters in the country stand on some of these things, as opposed to just where do 50 Republican senators stand on some of these things. And there's some really interesting findings in this survey kind of in that vein. For instance, one of the biggest issues in the country right now, obviously, is whether or not to give $2,000 COVID relief checks to Americans who financially qualify for them. 74% of voters support that. Only 13% are opposed. And when you look at Republicans on that particular issue, 57% of Republicans support the $2,000 checks. Only 26% oppose them. So to me, that's very strong bipartisan support among rank-and-file Republican voters, regardless of where their senators are. And I think we kind of just have to rethink what it means for something to have bipartisan support in an era where Republican senators are so intransigent. If Republican voters are on board, even if some mass of Republican voters are on board with something, I think that does mean it has bipartisan support.
I was digging into some of the questions here, and it kind of varies based on the issue that they're talking about. Some of the policy points that they were asking about in the survey are kind of a little bit generic and good sounding anyway, so not really a big surprise that most Americans support funding for vaccination efforts, for instance. Like, yeah, okay, that sounds pretty good. But some of the questions they were asking about were actually some pretty significant issues on which there is a clear partisan divide, at least among, like you said, senators and pundits on cable news and everything else, like the $15 minimum wage. They asked about that. National mask mandate, they've asked about that. There's definitely an opposition to that that's been ongoing. And Americans are generally supportive of those things, too. And that also is across the board. And with the $15 minimum wage, I mean, that's something that even some Democratic senators, Joe Manchin, for instance, are very reluctant to get on board with. But American public opinion in general seems to be further to the left even of that.
Yeah, something that's really interesting, I think, specifically dialing down on that $15 minimum wage question is, as you said, 58% of voters in support of it, 31% opposed, so pretty strong support. And on that one, when you look at Republicans, you certainly don't have majority Republican support, but 27% of Republicans support it and 64% are opposed. Well, I think if 27% of Republicans support something that Joe Biden wants to do, that is bipartisan support. It's not, overwhelming bipartisan support, but you have 27% of Republicans coming over to the $15 minimum wage, and you only have 8% of Democrats opposing the $15 minimum wage. So there's a lot more sort of bipartisan crossover support coming from the Democratic position on that issue than there is for the Republican position on that issue. And I also think the $15 minimum wage is sort of an interesting baseline into how setting bold policy goals, even if they're not popular at the time that you first do them, sort of over time, you can see people come around to your position. We've been talking about the fight for a $15 minimum wage for, I think, at least 7 or 8 years now, sort of in the policy debate in this country. And when we would first poll on a $15 minimum wage in like 2013, 2014, voters didn't support that at all. In fact, you couldn't even get them on board for a $12 minimum wage. They did support going up at least to a $10 minimum wage, which still would be a big improvement from what it is now. But people weren't sort of on board with the sort of bolder things. But now that this has been on the table for 6 or 7 years, we're coming around to where there is majority support now. So I think that's sort of something where you see that sometimes it's good for policy advocates to kind of shoot for the moon, and maybe people aren't going to be with you immediately on such a drastic increase from where the minimum wage is now all the way up to $15. But as this issue has sort of percolated over time, that's where support's gone, and it now has become something that's quite popular.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, public policy polling. So as we wrap up this conversation, other things out of this survey that stand out to you, and where should the debate go from here, considering the numbers that we're seeing from this?
Well, the should on that is I think that politicians should be more responsive to public opinion than they are, but a lot of the time they aren't. And as you noted, because there's some Democrats who don't support the $15 minimum wage, it's probably not going to happen. And even though 27% of Republican voters support the $15 minimum wage, 0% of Republican senators do. So that sort of thing is just sort of going to get stuck. I don't necessarily think that politicians should govern by poll, certainly, but I do think it's something where public opinion on something like this, where it's so popular, should maybe be more a part of the sort of decision-making factor than it is. But I think it's a reality that with a lot of these policies, no matter how popular they are with the general public, if they're not popular with Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema on the Democratic side, or Mitt Romney and Susan Collins on the Republican side, the kinds of folks who have been a little more independent and not just reflexively party line on everything they do, those are the folks calling the shots. I mean, it really is a reality of that. One interesting thing that happened in the last 2 weeks, and this isn't totally just because Joe Manchin's so powerful in the Senate, but we created a new national park in West Virginia so far this year. So that is the sort of thing that you start to see happen when one person is holding so much power over what happens.
Check out more news and information and analysis at publicpolicypolling.com and on Twitter at PPPpolls. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Darren, take care.